Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Welcome to Merryman Herbs, it's a better life show. Listen every first and third Sunday at 2 p.m. on this station for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun and interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutritional representatives in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
And now here's Mike King. Welcome to Merryman Herbs. It's a better life show. Today we're going to be talking about what we always do with starting the show with the interesting tips and facts about the body. Sometimes they're a little strange or weird or unusual, and I think that's what kind of makes it fun. So did you know that we are born with 300 bones, but we end up with only 206 bones as an adult? And the reason is the human skeleton begins to develop 13 to 16 weeks after conception, and at birth, a human has about 300 bones and cartilage elements. And many bones will eventually fuse together that are still separate, although they're joined by tough membranes. So it makes sense the malleable nature of the cartilage allows for a baby's easier passage through the birth canal. Did you know that the human skull is made up of 26 different bones? And hair is made of the same substance as fingernails, and that's what we usually call collagen. Our entire body functions stop when we sneeze, even your heartbeat. So next time you sneeze, just kind of remember that. I know there are some people that if they get an arrhythmia, they'll either try to grunt or sneeze to get their heart back beating again. But if you're having a problem like that, you definitely need to let your doctor know. Did you ever wonder what the strongest muscle is in the human body? Well, it's your tongue. And I guess if you're like me and you talk a lot, well, I guess I've got a really strong tongue. Did you know a typical person goes to the bathroom 6 times a day? So actually, if you're going a lot less or a lot more, again, you might want to talk to your doctor about that. Children have more taste buds than adults. And a sneeze blows the air out of the nose at a speed of 100 miles an hour. And the largest muscle in your body is the one that you sit on. So that's your gluteus maximus. And the smallest bone of the body is in the ears. So those are your little health tips. Well, today we have with us Chef Brian Pear. Hello, Chef.
Hello, Michael King. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just great. And I heard that you're teaching at Richland, so you're also a professor?
Yeah, but they don't allow me to use the word professor because, you know me, pretty shallow puddle, not real depth, and not real smart. So I'm going to stick with chef.
All right, chef. Well, you're very modest because you are brilliant. I've seen you in the cooking schools that we do out at Merryman, and you've got a very great wealth of knowledge and so forth. But I think, first of all, we'll talk about what we do out at Merryman, and we're going to be having a party queue May 4th.
Well,
Monday?
Before we get too far into this, Mike, we need to talk about one thing, what we do
sure.
at Merryman together in our partnership.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we
sure.
We make gooder food.
Yes, we do.
Now, the people in Decatur have heard this term on the Kevin Brahaney show on Monday nights, gooder. But this is where gooder came from with the partnership between you and I and Merryman Herbs
right.
and our cooking schools.
Oh, yeah.
We make gooder food at Merryman.
And we have fun, too.
Yes, we do.
Let's see, I'm Vanna.
Yeah,
but I got demoted, right? Because my wife's helping, so I'm Vanna, too.
This is Vanna 1, and you're Vanna 2 because you got sassy, or should I say saucy,
yeah.
in one of the last classes. So, yeah, so you help. You get everything rolling and get everything started.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got a little bit too much for me, so I had to demote you because I had to nickname you Vanna at the beginning of the year.
Well, sure.
But now you're Vanna, too, because Liz, the lovely Liz King,
yes.
is Vanna. So
yeah.
anyway, but that's the kind of fun and silliness that we have.
I probably gave too many commercials, right?
Well, you know, you can have those so we can promote stuff.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Right, and we have a lot of wonderful things out at Merryman. And I know that's one thing I love about your cooking is in our cooking schools and what we now call cooking shows that you incorporate a lot of the products that we have.
I was in one of the store not too long ago.
Yeah.
And one of the customers asked me, hey, what would you do with the geranium jelly? And I got to tell you, I have developed a recipe. I won't give everybody the recipe. Because you got to come to the cooking shows to get the recipe.
Right, right.
But a carrot salad with other ingredients and the rose geranium jelly, I turned into a vinaigrette.
Oh, my.
You know that we do the ribs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk about that.
We, you know, we pull out, you know, because I think pork and fruit go marvelously together.
They do. Yes.
So some of the magnificent jellies and jams. And one item that I've fallen in love with at the store is the Vidalia onion jam or jelly or salsa or whatever.
Relishes. Relish, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. And there are even dressings, too, that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But that Vidalia onion relish, jam, jelly, whatever it's called, you can find it at the store, is one of the most amazing ingredients to do anything with. I made ranch dressing with the Vidalia onion jelly or whatever it is exactly and put it on a salad at one of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
It's a base for a lot of things. Then.
Without a doubt. Especially in my cooking.
Yeah.
I love Vidalia onions.
Well, speaking of the roast geranium jelly, I know my dad just really loved that, but he would have it on his English muffins in the morning as a jelly. Because it's a very light jelly, and in the ancient times, back in the colonial period and so forth, when the colonists first came to the country, they couldn't get vanilla, and they would use rose geranium as a substitute for the vanilla. So it imbibes this very light, unique kind of rose, but it's not exactly rose is the best way to describe it, but it's not really rose.
It's got one of those flavors that it starts on the beginning of your palate and at the very end it kind of tickles you and it gives you that sense of wow. But then when you mix it with other items, boy, I tell you,
it gives that depth, layers
of food.
See, that's why I tell people, you know, like lavender flower, rose geranium, vanilla. Those are all added to give that depth. And, of course, you know, a good quality perfume, and I was in the fragrance industry for years, but a good quality perfume, maybe I'll have 100 to 200 different fragrances.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the better quality, the more what we call the more layers that it has. And I see that in your cooking. You like to layer and give that extra palette because we have something that's called accommodation. If you get hit with, say, vanilla, you accommodate pretty quickly to that. That's why you don't feel you wearing your glasses or your ring because your neurons quit firing, which sometimes is a good thing if you're in pain. But you rapidly accommodate to a lot of things that you taste or smell, so you want a lot of layers.
Right.
And it's phenomenal.
And you know what? There's nothing but the one thing you'll find in our food that we do at Merry Man is simple.
That's what I love, Brian, because it gets complicated, and then it's like, I don't want to do this after I get home from
exactly.
work.
Exactly. And the one thing that I've wanted to bring to Merry Man in our partnership, Mike, is to bring the idea that I can sit and watch the Food Network and there's 42 items going in that recipe.
Right.
I can't buy this and I can't find that and I can't this. But if I go to Merry Man to find a couple items, I can do simple food and do it well. Let's talk about real quick the brown rice that we did.
Oh,
the brown rice with the mango.
Yes.
The dried mango.
That was so good.
Found the rice in the mango right at Merry Man.
Yeah.
Simple little salt and butter, a little bit of chicken stock. Keep it simple, but what can that dish go with? And who's to say that you don't take that, make too much on purpose,
right?
Chill it, mix it with a little bit of evaporated milk, maybe a little pudding. Now all of a sudden I have a rice pudding dessert for the next day.
Yes, yeah.
So the multitude of items that you can find at the store are endless. And the beauty of the party queues is we're doing these two. One is I'm coming to the end of the semester at Millikan, and I'm starting to feel a little bit crispy around the edge.
I bet. Yeah, it gets hectic, I'm sure. So, how many students do you feed there?
We do about 900 a day.
900?
900 kids a day.
Wow.
We feed just in Warnick, not including all of our retail locations.
Right.
And hey, I would recommend anybody, believe it or not, I had three guests from our Merry Man cooking school come to lunch yesterday with
awesome.
Me at Millikan, which was a hoot.
Awesome.
So you get to take in the food, which is, I tell you, a hidden treasure.
Right, right.
And you get to watch the kids, and they're worth a million laughs.
You and I do the entertainment, but at Millikan, we got all the students.
The students, some of them will break out into song, some will break out into dance.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a blast to watch, and they're young, and they're vibrant.
Right,
And, you know, there's our future generation.
You got it,
you know, to interact with people. So
Well, and I was an Millikan alum, actually, as a James Millikan Scholar. So I absolutely love Millikan University.
Really? You know what? I knew you were a graduate, but
I was
a scholar.
Yes,
really?
I was a JMS on a scholarship there. Yeah. Right. That's what's wrong with me.
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with you, Mike, but we're not going to go there. There's not enough time in this radio show.
I know, really?
I will tell you that...
it was tough.
My Millikan daughter, have a Millikan daughter, her name is Megan.
Uh-huh.
I actually love the child like she's my own child.
Sure.
She's a James Millikan Scholar.
Oh, well, give her my
she's going to,
condolences.
As you are changing the world through... your home remedies and the supplements,
the health, and
right,
health
and
all right,
the wellness and everything. She's going to go out and change the world because she's going to be an educator. And
wow!
I could never tell you enough about the importance of education and what Millikan does, but what they've done.
Yeah,
they're
phenomenal.
With yourself is just and with her both, you can see why you were both James Millikan Scholars.
Oh well, bless her. I'll pay you later, Brian.
Okay.
All right, well, let's talk about these party cues. You know, we call them barbecue, but we have so much fun, and the students that come and our customers, we have a really great time. This next one's going to be May 4th, which will be Monday.
Monday,
yeah,
right.
And it's going to be, let's see, here's the menu here. Your Chef Famous barbecue ribs.
And I'm not going to tell anybody the flavor yet.
Ah.
Because I still haven't fully, because I keep teetering back and forth. My favorite is blackberry. I love blackberry ribs.
Right.
But I've got a couple other things, and so I just haven't decided yet
right.
what I'm going to do.
Well, that's
so
okay.
There's a little tease there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know every single rib that you have ever fixed, and I know we did cooking schools. Oh, my gosh. Before we started this new series a couple years ago, you were one of the chefs for us. What was that, 4 or 5 years ago, I think?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and you did, I remember outside on some smaller grills, we did barbecues.
Yep, we sure did.
And I'm like, we got to keep doing these because they were awesome.
So the party queue is more or less... Is more or less, I'm not going to give you any recipes. Like if you would come to the cooking shows, I'm going to give you the recipes.
Right.
These are a matter of come to sit outside and enjoy... the fresh air and the green grass and what God has given us in the beauty of Mary Man.
Well,
and then we can break bread together.
Right. And that's beautiful, Brian. I got to take a breath here.
Hey.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And we've got the new pavilion out there, so people will be able to sit inside and watch you prepare a little bit, you know, doing the grilling. And, and you'll explain. I'm sure you'll explain some things.
Mike, have you ever known me not being able to run my mouth?
You're like me, yeah.
Love to run my mouth.
You like to talk, yeah.
So
anyway, and then you're going to have some homemade coleslaw with a red pepper poppy seed dressing?
Isn't that one of the dressings?
Well, but that's different.
Exactly. Yeah, why do you always have to make creamy coleslaw or vinegar?
Right.
Let's put a twist to it. And
you know what?
You might even find a little bit of Napa cabbage in with the regular cabbage on that, just to give it a twist.
Yeah, that's hard to find.
Kroger's,
okay.
Kroger.
All right.
I will tell you, Kroger Mount Zion, you can find
it. They do have a lot, right?
They do.
And you know, I like that New County Market, too. And I know your favorite, besides Merry Man, is...
Aldi's.
Yeah.
Any of the classes, Mike, that we do, the cooking shows at Merry Man, I try to do more of my shopping at Aldi's than anywhere else. Because then you can come back and say... Well, I couldn't find this, chef. Well, I don't understand why you couldn't, because I bought it at Aldi's.
Right.
Now, there has been a few items that I brought from the kitchen at Millikan that I've purchased, that I've used.
Right,
are hard to get, and I understand that, but I wanted to give the flavor. However, you can find them, because none of the things that I use in the cooking shows are that difficult to find.
Right, and we, too, you bring in something special, we bring it into the store, too. So we've got some more exotic things in our store. And I think people don't realize, a lot of people think of us as a health food store. They don't realize that, you know, we've been making like our dilly dip and our spoon herbal sauce probably for close to 40 years now. I remember making that around the kitchen table. We started at home.
With mom.
Making jellies and dips and sauces for friends, neighbors, family. And they said, you know, why don't you start selling this? Why don't you start a business? So we are a home cottage starting at home business. And I remember my mom, you know, doing the decorative wreaths. And then we got into the herbs and the spices. And then we got into the healing part of, you know, your diet. So very important. And we got into the healing part. And then, of course, I've taken that to, you know, having... the highest quality, lowest cost on alternatives at work and all that kind of stuff. But You know, that your diet is very important. Exercise is very important, but you've got to enjoy. You absolutely need to enjoy. And you've got to make, that's what I love about you, Brian, is you make it so easy for people that are wanting to cook and wanting to cook healthy and have fun with their food. You make it so easy for them.
Try to.
I know.
There's nothing difficult about good food. It comes
right.
from the heart. It
right.
comes from the soul. And it's not a matter of being in the kitchen for hours upon hours. It's about being at the table and breaking bread.
Right.
That's what food's about.
Right, right. So, and you're so good at that. Now, well, let's get back. Let's see. You're going to have roasted red potato salad mm-hmm. with Vidalia onion mayo.
Where was that? The Vidalia onion,
onion mayo dressing.
Hmm.
So that's got the relish in it.
It does.
And roasted red potatoes. I know there's differences in potatoes. What's your, because there's golden potatoes. And,
well, you can get into the golden fingerlings.
Right.
You can get into the Brazilian blues. You can get into the just the regular fingerlings and the reds. I like the reds because they don't have as heavy as a starch.
Okay.
And they have a little bit more sugar.
All right. Okay, so they're sweeter.
Sweeter, and they roast up really, really nice.
Right, and so they would be really complimentary to something like a Vidalia onion mayo dressing.
How do you go wrong with mayonnaise and a Vidalia onion? Come on. So it's a winner already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's just, I'm getting hungry. I got to wait a few more days here.
A couple more days.
Green bean casserole.
Just simple, good homemade, bubbling, hot green bean casserole.
Do you put a little cheese in that?
Oh, I don't know. You're going to have to come
gonna
and
have
find
to
out.
Find out. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. All righty. Yeah, I know a lot of times on the green beans, you put a little crispy on top or maybe some of those little onion crispy
sure.
things.
Well, you might find a multitude of things you just don't know.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I love
know.
It. Cheddar cheese twice baked potato.
Yep.
What's
now? Oh,
what?
Now now we're going to mash some potato. Right,
mm-hmm.
You're gonna mash.
Right.
You gotta have a little
right.
cream, a little butter.
Okay.
But then we're going to add the accompaniments to that, season it, and then we're gonna put it into a pan. And we're gonna bake it again. So it's a twice baked potato, just not in a shell.
Okay. Okay.
Real simple. But how many people miss out on that? The idea. Maybe we put a little egg into them to levy them just a little bit, give them a little bit lightness.
Ooh, egg.
Oh,
that's a secret there. You just got it. You just
right.
got so, it on the show here.
You
yeah.
Know, so you,
so you can add egg to.
You can add a little egg to it. It'll make
okay.
it poof up just a little bit, make the potato just a little lighter.
And eggs and potatoes, I mean, you know, we do that at breakfast. Hash browns, I mean, they go well together in your mouth.
Well, the thing of it is,
yeah.
is the yolk is the binder. Or
right.
Excuse me, the white is the binder.
Okay.
The yolk is the flavor because the fat's coming out of the yolk. So some good farm fresh eggs
yes.
from the store.
Yeah, we sell those at Merry Man.
Right.
You got that.
So a couple eggs in there, perfect.
And you know what? I've been again, dealing with a lot of doctors and scientists about diet and everything. And there's the new David Perlmutter with the grain brain and so forth. And he is got a brand new book out on how to keep your brain youthful and so forth. And, of course, he's like, you know, get rid of the sugar and the carbs and then check for gluten intolerance. A lot of times that's a problem with ADHD. But he says an egg a day is good because it's got the good omegas and the cholesterol really is not metabolized by the body like they thought it was. He said you really need to eat an egg a day. So eggs are good for you.
You know what?
And we didn't used to think that. We were all on this big cholesterol thing, and now we're learning that cholesterol is good for you. And it's kind of turning the whole science and conventional medicine. You're going to hear more about that on this show, but it's turning everything upside down. What we used to worry about with the fats, it's the good fats that we really need. And a lot of new diet plans include that.
Hey, here's an idea for you.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do this at home. Take one of your farm fresh eggs,
uh-huh.
hard boil it,
mm-hmm.
refrigerate it, peel it, just a little pinch of salt on there.
Okay.
But I challenge you to have that with a little bit of water, which we need in our diet
sure.
as well for
oh,
hydration.
Yeah. Right.
But have an egg in a little glass of water for breakfast or a little glass of milk or something like
mm-hmm.
that and watch what happens with that egg. It goes into your tummy. You get that sense of satisfaction. You're full, and it will sustain you through the morning without being hungry because that egg is just –
it has every protein that we need in it. Egg is complete.
Well, and the thing of it is, too, is with the egg shell, look at the egg. What did God give you with the egg? It gives you a perfect food
right.
in its own perfect natural casing, and then you take the casing, put it into your compost, send it out, put it into your compost to help
that's
fertilize
what we do.
Your garden.
Yes.
So God has given you the egg for more than just a thing. It's given you for a multitude of things.
I had a flashback there when you said eggs in your garden. I'll never forget the time I, you know, went down to the Sugar Plum Factory, is where we call the building that we do all the cooking and everything. And Mom had done a bunch of stuff with eggs and thrown it into the garden. I thought, you know, I went in there and said, Mom, what are you doing throwing the garbage out into the garden? I said, you got eggshells. Yeah. What else did you put out there? She's like, no, Mike. She says, you add the eggshells to your garden, work it in. And, of course, you want to be careful with eggs and, you know, salmonella is right. Not a spice. So you want to be careful. So you want to work it in or do it in the winter and till it in and do it properly. But it was the wintertime and she'd thrown the eggs out there. And she says, no, we'll work that in, and that provides all the calcium, the nutrients, the minerals. In fact, they make an egg shell and an egg membrane supplement for your joints.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Membrel, and it's very, very good. It gives you everything that you need. So if you've got achy joints, to nutritionally support your body, and they're now adding that into a lot of formulations. You'll see a formulation with MEM or the Membrel, the eggshell membrane, the membrane that you know that's right underneath the shell, and actually the shell. But the membrane has everything from the shell because it's kind of the transition piece there.
I just learned something new.
Oh, my wife. My wife, she's a sweetheart, but she always says I'm full of useless information. She goes, I really don't say that about you, but I love teasing her on it. So mixed fruit sheet cakes up next. But Brian, you're so modest about your desserts, and oh my gosh, I think you're the best dessert pastry chef I've ever met.
Nah, that's just a, you know what, we're going to take some frozen fruit, Mike, nothing special.
Yeah.
We're going to macerate it with some sugar.
Okay.
We're going to bake some cake. We're going to put that over there and slop some whipped cream on it, and we're going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah, you're so modest though. Okay, and one big thing about these cooking schools, shows, the party queue, and you said this, and we can say it together. If you go away hungry,
it's your own fault.
It's your own fault.
It's your own fault.
That's right.
You know what? I'm a big man. I have a big voice. I have a big belly. I have a big personality.
Big kindness. You are the kindest person, Brian.
Well, thank you, Mike.
You are. You really are.
I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed.
You are.
But I have a passion for breaking bread. I have a passion for cooking for people. And to be a great chef, I think you have to be humble from the standpoint that you're not cooking to make $1 million. I'm cooking because I want to share. I want to give back.
It's your passion.
You know what, Mike?
I can tell.
I can honestly tell you, if somebody would come by and say, Chef, I will make sure that you don't ever have to worry about a house, a car, or retirement, or insurance for the rest of your life, I want you to cook for me, probably would do it.
Oh, don't you dare do that. Nobody wants to lose you. Now you're teaching out at Richland.
Yep. I'm teaching some culinary classes.
Awesome. And they've got a great cooking.
Tucker is magnificent.
Yes. I've heard a lot of good things.
And the restaurant is doing fabulously out there.
Great.
And it gives back to the program. So, Chef Tucker out at Richland Community College, the chef instructor out there, the chair of the department, he is a phenomenal, phenomenal man.
Okay, now, before we wrap the show up, we've got some more cooking schools party queues that we want to talk about. On May 18th, you're going to do something different, some char-grilled chicken breast with lemon jelly, garlic, and rosemary, balsamic marinated green beans with blue cheese and walnuts.
That's cold salad.
Ooh.
We've done that at one of the schools.
Yes, I'm tasting that again. Oh, that was so good. Marinated peppers, roasted onions, avocado, poppy seed, and Vidalia onion dressing. Maple syrup, cranberry, sweet potato mash?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some real awesome, real maple syrup at Merry Man, so we'll want to do that.
Yes.
Green bean, sugar, snap pea, asparagus. We'll have our asparagus from the garden.
What a concept.
Yeah. And you know what? We may throw in on these cooking schools, we may just go out and grab several pounds and just put her on the grill for people. We've done that. And then peaches and cream cake. I just can hardly imagine.
Oh, it's gooder.
Peaches and cream.
Yeah.
July 27th, the next class, Chef Gourmet Handmade Burgers with seasoning, beef, pork, and chicken.
We're going to do a trilogy.
Ooh.
It's kind of like the turducken.
Yeah.
But I'm going
awesome to, concept.
I'm going to do different kinds of proteins mixed and grill hamburgers that way.
Wow. Lettuce, tomato, pickle, cold. Sauteed onions, peppers, mushrooms, warm. Cold pasta with peppers, olives, and artichoke heart. Oh, this is getting, oh my gosh. Marinated
cereal.
Yeah, marinated cucumbers, tomato, red onions. You're going to have a lot of salads with broccoli salad, smoked Gouda mac and cheese.
Gouda, smoked Gouda mac and cheese.
And what's that little secret thing you put in your...
Worcestershire sauce.
That's right.
Good mac and cheese, you heard it here first, good mac and cheese is made best with a little splash of Worcestershire sauce.
Mmm, who would have thought? And you know, I've tried it. It really, it does. It adds that extra layer.
Does.
And then sugar melted fruit over pound cake. And last but not least, on August 17th, they're going to do a char-grilled chicken thighs marinated in the geranium jelly dressing and a host of other things for that, too. So,
yes.
Chef, thank you so much for being with us here today. I was extremely honored, and I can hardly wait for these all-you-can-eat famous party cues at Merryman. Just give us a call at 429-1555.
Life just got a little better. Thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Listen in to Merryman Herbs. It's a better life show every first and third Sunday on 1340 Radio AM for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you a little fun with interesting health tips and the up-to-date, scientifically-based health news. He will interview some of the leading doctors, scientists, and leaders in the holistic health fields. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. Merryman Herbs is located at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. Our hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. Just remember, we close Sunday morning for church. So we're open every day. Our phone number is area code 217-429-1555. Our website is at www.merryman.com, and that is spelled MARIMANN.com, all one word. And we have a Facebook page, Merryman Herbs. And you feel free to call us at any time, again, at 429-1555. If you missed a show or you'd like to listen to more shows, you can go to WSOY AM and click on podcasts. And then you'll see the Merryman Mike King Better Life Show. You can go to that webpage and then you can click on shows. And you can pick out any of the shows that you've missed or that you would like to listen to. There's also a link under radio on our website at www.merryman.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.